thank you for joining me. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. I'm your host, Diane Morgan, and I'm coming to you live from Texas. Welcome to Angel Navigation on International Angels Network. Like most light workers, I do many things. I am a certified spiritual teacher and a spiritual life coach, a channel of esoteric wisdom, crystal angelic energy healer, as well as an angel intuitive and a published author. And you can find my books on Amazon. Just go on my author's page, Diane Morgan, D-I-A-N-N-E, and you can find a list of all my works. So, wow, can you believe we're approaching spring already? I just love the springtime. You know, Mother Earth awakens from her, as they say, long winter nap. And the beautiful colors around us, the flowers begin to bud and bloom, and the crisp air and blue skies. And yes, spring showers us with new growth and new beginnings. And may we all stop and be grateful for this beauty that is given to us this time of year. And I'd like to open our show with a prayer of gratitude to our guardian angels. And I invite you to join me. This prayer is by Mitzi Prophet Thompson out of the 365 Day of Angel Prayers. My dearest God and guardian angels, thank you so much for the guidance that you have and always will provide to me. I am continuously grateful for the amazing gifts that you graciously provide, not only to myself, but to my family, my friends, to our world. These gifts include everything from our basic human needs of food, drink, clothing, and shelter, to the broader spectrum that includes life lessons, especially the difficult ones, and the wonderful people who have contributed to my spiritual growth. Thank you for my gifts that I now fully acknowledge and treasure. With your guidance, my strengths, abilities, and opportunities all will flourish and become infectious to those I encounter daily. With you guiding me, I am no longer living from a place of fear, but in a place of love. I am extremely amazed how clear this is now that I have let go, trusted, and believed in you. I ask that you continue to use me for the highest good of all, as I am honored to serve. Amen. And I'd like to thank each of you for joining me today on International Angels Network and allowing me to be in service. We're the network that loves to discuss angels, signs from spirit, but also our creator, inner healing, energy healing, fairies, light language, all things spiritual, metaphysical, and mystical. Plus, we love introducing authors and spiritual entrepreneurs. And we're also dedicated to helping spiritual entrepreneurs and invite you to take a look at our International Angels Network Spiritual Entrepreneurs Membership Program. And that's under the membership tab at www.internationalangelsnetwork.com, or you can go directly to it by www.internationalangelsnetwork.com/membership. And we offer ongoing support, coaching, and mentoring for all spiritual entrepreneurs worldwide, not just angel practitioners. And this is one-on-one help and tips that will help you create and expand your spiritual business. Plus, you get your own IAN web page and a listing in our IAN directory. And also, if you're looking for a spiritual practitioner, you know, with today's technology, you can work with anyone near or far. So we invite you to visit our online IAN directory, where you'll find everything from readers, healers, mentors, coaches, teachers, metaphysical products, all for the mind, body, and spirit. And even though today's show is pre-recorded, I still want to mention there are several ways to listen to our shows. You know, Blog Talk, of course, plus YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel by pressing the bell icon on YouTube on International Angels Network, and this will give you a reminder of all of our shows. And you can be one of the first 100 subscribers, and then we're going to be doing random drawings from some exciting prizes. And you never have to miss any of our shows. We're on so many platforms. You can catch us on Blog Talk and YouTube, or listen on iTunes. We're on Blueberry, Stitchers, Player FM, Google Play Music, Podbean, and many others. Plus, we are now available on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn Radio and MyTuner Radio, which means you can listen to our shows on Amazon Alexa, Apple TV, Roku TV, and other smart TV devices, plus your Apple Watch, your car audio system, and just so much more. And we'd also like to take a minute to thank Sundi Sturgeon, founder and CEO of Holistic Light Rejuvenation Center, and our network sponsor. And you can find out more about this nonprofit center on our website. I get tongue-tied here. Now, tonight's show is sponsored by Unite in the Light, offering online classes to help others open your gifts and strengthen your connection with the angels. So join Susie Parrott and myself. We now have 5 classes available online, and we have exercises and visualizations, and we'll be continually adding new classes. So we invite you to visit our website, and for more information, just go to www.uniteinthelight.com. Okay, so tonight's show topic is gratitude is the 101 of spirituality and law of attraction, with my guest coming to us from Australia, the author of Gratitude Prompts, which is newly released, Karen Purvis. Now, Karen says 20 years ago, she was in a hard situation. She had left a long-term relationship. She lost her job, which meant she had to find cheap accommodations or become homeless. And unfortunately, the latter happened. At that particular time, she hit rock bottom. She looked for something to help her change her focus from the darkness of where she was to the joy and sunshine of where she wanted to be. This is when she began to practice gratitude, which once she adopted the attitude of gratitude, she saw the high. It got her through the highs and the lows of being a single mom, becoming an empty nester, and then the death of her daughter 5 years ago, and relocating to another country. She's here to explain to us why gratitude is more than keeping a journal. Although it's a great place to start, it's a lifestyle choice. It becomes an everyday occurrence, looking for things to appreciate and to be grateful for. Karen personally found that with her practice of gratitude, she began to be more generous, doing daily random acts of kindness and trusting that everything would work out. And her new book, Gratitude Prompts, is to fulfill a need for people who don't have a gratitude practice or for people that don't understand the gratitude practice. It doesn't make sense to them. You can find Karen at her website at www.karenpurves.com. And she's on Instagram, she's on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. So I'm delighted to introduce you to Karen. Let's bring her on now. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Diane. Hello. And thank you for a wonderful introduction. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You know, in reading that, you went through a lot of change, a lot of loss and grief. Many would have given up. So would you mind sharing with us, when did you decide living in gratitude was the path forward? And how did you begin that gratitude journey?
Okay. So really what happened was when everything that I knew had started crashing around me, like, you know, we usually plan to make changes in our life and have some pillars that are stable, except that when the pillars that we think are stable, when they break away, then we're sort of in free fall. And that was the first time in my life that I'd ever experienced that whole change, everything was changing around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that whatever I needed to do something different, because I got here with my current thinking. So I needed to change my current thinking in order to get out of there. And this is in 1999, so a lot of New Age bookshops and New Age things around. And mm-hmm. so I was looking for an alternative way of looking at life. And I explored a number of things. I didn't just sort of go into a bookshop and just pick up one book, you know. But really,
right.
That day, I mm-hmm. did go into a bookshop, and there was Simple Abundance by Sarah Breckenast. And I thought, oh, this is different. I'll buy this and I'll take it with me. And that was the start of me understanding or becoming open to gratitude. And that's when the more I did it, the more I noticed that my life was changing. But more importantly, how I felt changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that even though, you know, life was still pretty, pretty icky in lots of ways. You know, I was in temporary accommodation. You know, the people that I was with weren't particularly resonating on my frequency. And I was seeing a side of life that actually I felt that I didn't really need to see. But with gratitude, it made all of that so much easier, and that I didn't get into making a lot of judgments about the people that I was with. They were making their choices. I was making mine, and we were never going to be bedfellows for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And with that decision, I think that's, even though I didn't sort of go, oh, okay, I'm going to become more spiritual, I'm going to sort of make a conscious decision to live the law of attraction, I didn't know any of that. I was completely naive as to really what the power of gratitude was. I just knew that it felt good, and therefore I was going to continue to do it, because when I did it, and I did it consistently, my life improved. And it was really as simple as that. It's only later when you look back and you go, oh my goodness, that's what was happening at that time. But it wasn't an epiphany type moment in
right.
Like, I got the whole story in my head before I move. It's like my whole life has been about taking baby steps. And even though you don't know where the baby steps are going, you just have to take the baby steps. And as you take the baby steps, life will unfold. And that's how I live my life, really. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going.
It's so true, though. Oh, to keep going, you just have to take those little baby steps and trust. And, you know, I always say that Spirit has always told me to keep it simple, that things are so simple. And I love your terminology there when you said it's just really simple. You know, I just did it. I found that I was living in it. And, you know, it's my belief that living in gratitude is seeing everything around you from a higher perspective, even when you don't even realize you're seeing it from a higher perspective. And so, And you were talking about the people and that, you know, you didn't resonate with them, but I could see where what you were doing was actually a light for them and guiding them, even though you felt like this is not where I needed to be at this particular moment. I didn't need
Absolutely.
To experience that. Yeah, yeah. You know, currently there is, or what I call a gratitude movement going on. So how did you discover, you say that gratitude is the 101 of spirituality and the law of attraction. Can you explain that a little bit for us and how you discovered that gratitude is the 101 of spirituality?
Right. I think it builds on something else that you've already said, Diane, is in as much that when you're coming from gratitude, you look at everything from a different perspective, and you called it a higher perspective. I just call it a different one. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm looking out the window now and seeing the light clouds in the sky and the blue sky shining through and the trees, and I just look and I marvel, and that is what spirituality, that's what you call, I think I've taken from what you said, that you see something from a higher perspective, and that just looking out the window feeds me. And if it feeds me, then I'm actually being fed not on a physical level, but on a spiritual and an emotional level.
Right. Seeing with
and
your
that's
heart
where,
is what I always say. We're seeing with our heart when we live in gratitude.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
And I've got this other thing about that our heart nudges us to things, that our brain's got to go, oh, yeah, this is a really good idea, but the heart has been nudging us towards that.
Right, right.
So what happened was when I was really still learning to practice gratitude, I realized that if I opened my eyes and like saw with my heart, I would see such beauty in the world. Even driving down the road, like a country road, suddenly, you know, I'd have the kids in the car and we would see shafts of sunlight shining through gaps in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And we then became aware of that moment and we would talk about it. And we would slow the car down, providing there weren't lots of cars behind us. But where we could, we'd slow the car down and maybe even stop if we could to actually just look in wonder at that sight. And that's where we become at one with the universe, at one with nature. And I think nature is a very a beautiful teacher if we're open to nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the introduction you talked about, you know, spring coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, spring is just an amazing, it's just, you know, when we look at nature and we can see the little buds on the trees, and they may take 6 to 8 weeks to become a leaf. And
right.
every day, every week,
right.
they become bigger and bigger. And when they burst into a leaf, they are bright green. And then as they age, they become a darker green. Now, that is, you know, it's a gift.
It's a gift,
and
I was looking at a tree today, actually. I have a redbud tree, and they have these beautiful fuchsia flowers on them, and some of them have slowly started turning green and turning into leaves, and I was just standing out there marveling at it today. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, girl. It's just like, you know,
so
stop and
that's
and
where
look
I
and,
see.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go on. Sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead, sweetie. It just made me think of me looking at that tree today.
Well, that's where I think, that's where I connected with my spirituality. So that's where gratitude, it became a self-serving positive circle of, you know, looking for things to be grateful for, being wowed by what I saw, which then gave the impetus to actually go and look again the next day and to be continually wowed. So it was a positive spiral. And that really opened me to spirituality in not in the way perhaps that you're doing it with talking with angels and things like that, although that did come as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
then what I noticed
path, yes.
And then I noticed that when I was in this really appreciative state,
mm-hmm.
things that I wanted appeared. So I did all of these things without actually knowing about the law of attraction. We're talking 1999, 2000. There wasn't a lot about these things then, you know. And so I was experiencing it rather than learning about the labels and then practicing. I was just following my nose or
following your guidance, seeing where it
led me. And now I know that gratitude and appreciation, and I know they're not the same, but they're pretty similar,
mm-hmm.
are key elements to attract what we want in our life.
Right, and I love what you said, self-serving positive circle. That's beautiful. Never heard it put that way.
Thank you.
So if someone asks you, well, why do you feel gratitude's important? How would you answer that?
It's life-giving. So, what do I mean by that? Too often, and it may be the way we're brought up and the way society and the culture actually shapes us, but we tend to look for feeling good external to ourselves. And there comes a time when you realize that seeking external love can only get you so far, and it can be a bit unreliable as well. And so what gratitude does is it turns loving and your vibration of love, of appreciation, as something that you're doing within yourself for yourself. And that means that you're able to shine more and you're able to be present in the world more. You're able to give more. And you're not looking to receive replenishment of the well from external sources, that you're your own internal source of love. That doesn't mean to say that you're not going to appreciate, like you still appreciate your partner and things like that, but their love isn't what keeps you alive.
Right.
It's your love
right.
that keeps you alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always say that nobody can make you happy. You have to find the happiness within yourself.
Mm.
So the same principle there, that you're not looking outside of yourself to find that, finding it within yourself, not relying on the external. So
yep.
If someone asks you, what guidance would you give others to find gratitude in their lives?
Well, you know, a lot of people start off with, you know, doing the five a day, right? This is what I call the five a day, which is being grateful for their friends, their family, you know, maybe they break their family down and they for their partner and their kids, their health, except that those groupings are so big that it tends to be a head thing. So that making that list is a is something that we remember. It's a head thing. It comes from our head. Mm-hmm. Whereas so my advice is to break it down so that we feel gratitude. Gratitude's not a mindset. It's an emotion.
Right.
So, you know, forget the big things and, you know, maybe when, you know, I don't know, maybe you hit your big toe. And that's a time to be grateful, one, that you have a big toe. Not to be grateful, of course, you hit it, but to be grateful that you have a big toe. And to start thinking, what is it? What does my big toe really do for me? And what would my life be like without my big toe? And, you know, you might then need to go and search Google to see just how important your big toe is to balance and everything else. And then that becomes a source of being grateful for all the things that we really take for granted about our big toe. And now I'm using this as a sort of a really strange example because it is so small that we probably wouldn't automatically think about it. But that's where the joy is in the little things. It's in the, like I mentioned before when I was saying that I was looking out the window and seeing the clouds lightly covering the sky and yet the blue sky was shining through, that invoked in me a feeling of gratitude in as much that I took the time. And it wasn't a huge amount of time, but I took the time to open my eyes and see what was before me. And I used the phrase, the three words, stop, see, savor. And that is really, you know, like the start of gratitude. If you stop and you see what's in front of you, whether it's your big toe, whether it's the clouds rolling across the sky, whether it's a child smiling, you stop and you look at it and you really see it. You're present in the moment and then you savor it because by savoring, we capture that moment as a memory that we can replay at any time we want. And of course, positive memories are great because we will automatically re-invoke those feelings of gratitude, of those feelings of love, of appreciation.
I like that. That's beautiful. So in your book, there are exercises and practices. Were these things that you did along your journey that you're sharing, or these were things that came in writing the book?
I think that's really a combination.
Okay.
So how the book came into being was I brainstormed what I thought were 50 topics. Actually, it turned out to be 65. In fact, there was probably more because I did actually cull a few. But I thought I'd actually brainstorm 50 topics. And then I set about writing 1,000 words a day to write about these topics. And so I started with really it's a combination of intuitive writing but also writing my own story. Mm-hmm. So the topic has something about me and about my perspective on that topic. And then it has three activities, which is relating to the content of that topic. And, I mean, I've done all of the exercises because you can't write about something without actually doing them. You know, it just doesn't work, I don't think. You know,
right.
You've
got
to be
right.
authentic with this. And so
go ahead, darling, I'm sorry.
No, that's it. I wasn't going to say anything, Corinne.
Well, you explained to me that using your book is really simple, that, you know, there are the topics in there, and you were just talking about a few of them. So would you explain how to use gratitude prompts?
Okay. So there are 65 topics. And the book is designed you do need to read how to use the book. There's a little section on how to use the book.
Okay.
And which is what I'm going to say now. So how you you don't you can read it from cover to cover, but it's not designed to be read from cover to cover. You just open it up at a page, and you see what the page is, and you don't shy away from it, because this book has all the things that we tend to think about gratitude, like the clouds and the plants and the flowers and all those nice things, but it also has not so nice things and that's what I've learned on my journey, that's where gratitude becomes really, really powerful. So I've got things like death and grief and failure, woundedness and vulnerability, which you may not automatically think that gratitude has a place there. But actually, I found in my journey, and that when you're in a hole and you start looking at how can I be grateful for feeling grief or loss, how can I feel grateful for the debt I'm in, that's the fuel to get you out of it, because you're starting to value what it is that you have, which is about abundance. If that's about a law of attraction, you know, if you're always thinking, I really miss this person, and if they die, we do miss them. But actually, if we start thinking about them in a different way, about all the good things that happened, like my daughter died, and from a very early time, I saw that she was so generous in both life and death, and that she gave me, her death gave me so many opportunities that I know were only here because she died. Now that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that opens up ourselves to transformation. So that's why I include I don't just focus on the Pollyanna type topics. It covers the other topics, which, you know, people may not have read about before, and it means that they start thinking about it, they reflect, and some of the exercises may take, you know, a couple of weeks to do as they revisit it.
Mm-hmm. So, you just opened the book. So do you have the book in front of you? And if I were to say page 47, what is the gratitude guidance there or around that page if it's in the middle of the exercises?
Ah, how interesting. This is topic number 11, so that's a good angel number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about conversations.
My life path number two. I said that's my
and
life path number also.
All right. And what are we having at the moment? But we're having a conversation, and this
exactly.
is what the topic is, conversations. Would you like me to read it?
Of course.
Okay, so there's a quote, and conversation is a meeting of minds with different memories and habits. When minds meet, they don't just exchange facts, they transform them, reshape them, draw different implications from them, engage in new trains of thought. Conversation doesn't just reshuffle the cards, it creates new cards. And that was a quote from Theodore Zeldin. Okay. So conversations are precious because they are an opportunity to give others your attention. With so many different ways to communicate, we easily choose the more impersonal soundbite of social media, text or email. We also have so many different conversations in a day. They range from reminding others of the plan for the day, being a supportive friend, giving feedback, sharing thoughts, giving instructions, and the difficult ones. There are so many different types of conversations, and there are the negative ones too. Whatever type of conversation, we have an opportunity to step up and shine, to show ourselves to the recipients of our words. Conversations are also learning opportunities, as they are unique exchanges between two or more people. Even if you had a conversation before, this too is a learning experience. Gratitude comes in when we reflect on all the conversations of the day and consider not just the conversation itself, but also the learning that can take place. Now, the learning may not be instant. It may take time to separate yourself from the event to realize the impact it had on you. Even if there is no impact, there is learning. You can self-inquire whether your response was wholehearted or not, and how you can enhance future conversations with that person or persons. Think about the last conversation you had where you felt valued and noticed. Consider the elements present. It is likely they included relevant questions as well as your answers, and the person gave their attention by looking directly at you and giving supportive body language. Remember that last time you responded to another person so they felt valued and noticed. This is being wholeheartedly present in the moment. It is easy to reduce our conversations to superficial exchanges of information. We can do this because of fear of showing up and giving the other person potentially bad news. When we don't want to be present, we tend to use private messaging, text, or emails. Yes, it not only allows us to be distant, it also sends a message that we do not want to engage with that other person and potentially be supportive. With all conversations, regardless of whether we feel they are difficult or easy, by being present and asking questions and responding to those answers, we are showing up. We are showing more of our best self. When we become part of a conversation where you feel, when you become part of a conversation where you feel you are not valued, hold that person in love and see that they are doing the best they can in that situation. And the suggestions for action. One, be grateful for all conversations. By reflecting and acknowledging them, your awareness of what you are doing is also raised. This means you are more likely to make improvements as a matter of course. Number two, express gratitude to each person who helps you feel valued and noticed in a conversation. This can be a simple thank you for a great conversation or thanks for listening. And this is an act of kindness. It acknowledges the other person and how they treated you. Add this as a statement of gratitude in your journal. And the last one, choose a forthcoming conversation for you to demonstrate your best conversation skills. After the conversation, enter in your journal what went well and the areas for further improvement.
Wow. That's amazing. I love that. So do you believe gratitude is a form of healing then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The death of my daughter, I wouldn't be where I am. There are a couple of things that happened, but really I wouldn't be where I am without really consistently, even though my outer appearance was grief, but inside I was looking for things to be grateful for, always. So, and that helped me heal. So, you know, for the last 3 years I've been living by the sea, and of course the sea is very healing as well. And I've taken sunrise photographs and put them on Instagram for 2 of those 3 years because it was the way I was connecting back. I was always mesmerized and in awe of the daily sunrise because I noticed that every day was different, even though, you know, on the face of it, it looked the same, but the sun was in a slightly different place. The cloud was there or not there. you know, and it arrived at a different time each day. And that really got me thinking about how we sort of think that days are, they're just sort of run of the mill. They're sort of the same, but actually they're our unique gift. And by thinking about the day, each day as being a unique gift, I then really concentrated my gratitude practice on what was special in each of these days, really, you know, down to the food I ate, how I ate the food, consciously eating, you know, how many chews did I have, what were the sensations in my mouth. And that really brought me, you know, so much joy that it helped with the healing of the grief, that walking through the swamp and the quagmire of the lonely, desolate place of grief, you know, I noticed there were like springtime where, you know, there were buds and there were little flowers appearing. And that gave me great joy, and that encouraged me to take further steps.
So I'm listening to you, and all of a sudden I'm feeling gratitude is becoming conscious of every moment.
It's living, being present in the present moment. So, you know, I don't think it's the same as being mindful.
Mm-hmm.
It has an element of it. Because gratitude is an emotion rather than being mindful.
Right, so, but it's opening up to that present moment and seeing what's in front of you.
What joy is there? And yeah, there's loads of joy. Every moment has so much joy if we look for it.
Exactly. Wow. So how do you feel that gratitude prompts will help people?
Well, before I published it, I had 50 people read it, because in the beginning I did wonder whether, you know, what I'd written had any merit, you know. So I asked people to read it. And the feedback I've got, here we go, here's one. So this is from one of the people who read it. So Karen's book, Gratitude Prompts, is a delight. I've been doing gratitude journaling for years and gained many insights and aha moments as I worked my way through the book. Regardless of whether you are new to a daily gratitude practice or an old handle, there is something here for everyone. And that is really what it's about. Humans tend to gravitate to the easy.
Yeah,
and
that's
with
what
gratitude prompts, you know, with gratitude prompts, the fact that you open it up, and maybe you open it up at grief, or let me just, inner self-talk. I mean, that's a great one, inner self-talk. You know, you get to explore something that you wouldn't necessarily even think to explore, because who wants to explore our inner self-talk, you know, unless we're doing a project on it. And that's what the book does. It's a prompt to, you know, and I've got some things I've got, you know, I think it's on the death one. Let me just see whether it's, I open it up on death. I go, before you flip the page, give me a moment to let you know what this is about. Because people will open it. They may open it and go, oh my God, I'm not going to do that. But so I've said, you know, stay here a while, you know, explore this. It may not be as scary as you think.
Right.
And
I can see how it's a healing book. It's helping you, go deeper within self and healing.
You know, that like there's one on debt, right? And how many people in the world are in debt? And, and so you wouldn't necessarily think of debt and a gratitude practice as being something that you would do. But I open it up with debt. It simply means more was spent yesterday than there were sufficient funds. And that just sort of goes, oh, yes, of course. But then we need to be grateful for all the things that we did buy with that card, usually the card or the loan. You know, I'm not talking about a mortgage. You know,
right.
I'm talking about, using the credit card when, didn't necessarily plan to spend it, or you use the credit card instead of your debit card, the card with your link to your current account,
exactly.
So that you knew you weren't using money that you had that you didn't have the money to spend. And if we're grateful for becoming aware of that behavior, then we're in a position to change that behavior. While we shove it away in a feeling guilty, we're not open to looking at it. And that's what I think, to answer your question, that's what I think gratitude prompts brings to the world. And it's private. You don't have to share it with anyone. Do you know what I mean? You can read the topic, you can write about it, and you don't have to tell anyone about it. It can still be really, really private. You know, you don't have to sort of stand up and go, oh yeah, I'm in, $155 million in debt and I'm grateful. You know, you don't have to stand up and speak about it. It's something that you do yourself.
Beautiful. Well, Karen, let's do a few announcements. Then will you guide us through one of your blessing meditations?
I will indeed.
All right, beautiful. Okay, guys and dolls, tomorrow, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, March 13th, is Angel Talk with Sue Broom. And then Thursday, March 14th, 9 p.m. Eastern, is the Alex Levy Show with your host, Alex Levy. Saturday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. UK time, is Angelic Light with Susie Parrott. And Sunday, March 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern, our Sunday show is Mystical Connections with our founder, Claudia Ibarra. Monday, March 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern is Divine Guidance with Shishi O'Donnell. And join me back here next Tuesday, March 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern with my special guest, Dream Alchemist Melissa Virtue. So don't forget to visit our website at www.internationalangelsnetwork.com. There's so much information there. You can find out what our hosts are up to, like Sue Broom and her courses, plus her new Oracle cards, myself and Susie and our Connecting with the Angel course, Alex Levy's new Oracle cards, plus our Spiritual Entrepreneurs membership program. And if you're a spiritual entrepreneur, an author, a teacher, a healer, an intuitive medium, and you'd like to introduce and expand your business, you can sign up to be a guest under the guest tab. Plus, we have our new blog this month. It's The Divine Mission. And there's just so much information there, and you can also connect with me there as well. So, Karen, I'm looking forward to your meditation. Would you like to share that with us now?
Hello, this is Karen Purvis, and today we're going to do a blessings meditation. So settle down in a chair that you feel comfortable in, and we're going to go on a little journey where we show our appreciation to all that we have around. So just feel feel the chair supporting every cell of your body. Sink into that chair. Oh, it feels good. Continue to sink into the chair until you become one with the chair. You know, you don't know where your cells start and the chair cells start. You're just one. You feel fantastic. You feel incredibly relaxed. Now you are the chair. Thank the chair for its strength, its softness, for accommodating you. Make your thanks personal, according to the colour, how the chair is shaped, and how it came into your life. Today, we're going to bring into focus, into your mind's eye, people, places, and experiences, one by one, for you to express your appreciation. And the first person to arrive is your partner, either the one you have now, or you may be dreaming of having a partner. It is that person. You look at them and you see the love shining from them, and it fills your heart with love and appreciation. You tell them how much you appreciate them in your life, and you share specific things that you do appreciate about them. Make it very specific. It could be something like them making you a early morning drink, or cooking, or providing the means to fund your lifestyle. And when you finish, they thank you and disappear. And now see who comes next, because there's a long line of people now who want to show you that they love you and for you to show your appreciation. It could be your children or parents. And you feel so pleased to have this opportunity to tell them what you appreciate most about them in your life. Make your list long. The longer it is, the more you feel love for them. When you're finished, they naturally fade away and a new person comes and tell them all the things you appreciate. Feel the love. Watch them shine as they receive your appreciation. Continue doing this until the people that are most important to you have shown up and you've shared your appreciation with them. now. Generally, thank the people for turning up and for you being able to share your appreciation and your love with them. And now we're going to look at scenes of nature that you love. These may be sunrises, sunsets, mountaintop views, valleys, streams, canyons. And you notice that they too form an orderly queue for you to shower your appreciation. And tell each scene what you most appreciate. And be generous. And then move on to the next one. Now you are glowing with love. Next, we turn to where you live. Look at the outside and share appreciation, what you love most about it. Now move inside. Lay your eyes on each element as you move from room to room and say what you appreciate about each item. As you go upstairs, if you have stairs and you go upstairs, tell the stairs what you appreciate about them. Now you start looking at the chair that you're sitting in. And you thank the chair for its hospitality, for allowing you to merge with it and be the chair for this meditation. And you notice your body. Wonderful it feels. You move through your body, starting from your toes, saying thanks to your feet, your legs, your organs, your fingers, your arms, your neck and head, your skin and senses for giving you all the experience you have with life. And slowly feel your toes and fingers starting to move slightly, bringing you back to your whole self and separating yourself from the chair. Open your eyes, still feeling full of love and appreciation.